Hey, this is Jersey. You're listening to the Garden State.
You're listening to the Garden State, the only New Jersey podcast that gives you all the news you need to hear this week. My name is Josh Sobo.
My name is Josh Chomick.
And I'm Jimmy Parks. Back with the original clan after Chomick was gone for a week. Josh.
Daddy's home.
Oh, wow. That was weird. Okay. Maybe we can...
Hey.
Maybe things were better last week.
Yeah, things fell apart last week, and I had to clean up your mess.
That sounded like you're a guy that's the scary guy in prison when you said that.
I was just, you know, I wanted to excite you guys that I was back home. I wanted to say thank you to Jordan for covering me when I wasn't here, but yeah, those camera issues, man. Like, I leave for 1 week, and the main camera overheats 3 times.
Yeah,
I got to cut all that. Like, I'm in a random hotel room in Montana just cutting out, you know, cleaning up the pod for the people.
Well, I want to talk about Montana, but before we do, someone commented on our YouTube video saying, you have to introduce, who is Jordan? We don't know who Jordan is.
I think that's the best part. The mysterious side of Jordan.
Hold on. What if next time we just have him say he's Josh Chomick and he's just Jordan, but he talks.
I think that'd be hilarious.
That's really funny.
Do you think people would notice? I think
people would be really confused.
That's like a good point though. Should we all introduce ourselves? Like who am I? Nobody knows who I am.
You're Jimmy Parks. But, you know,
it's a deeply philosophical question, Jim. Like who are we?
Yeah. Like, should I give a little biography on my life? Let's read my resume.
Yeah. Let's hear who Jimmy Parks is. Then we'll move on.
Well, I was born on May 30th, Jimmy 1995. Parks is Jimmy.
There you go. Leaked.
All right, let's keep it moving.
Can I say that?
I don't want to get too in the weeds here.
Do I bleep that out?
Jimmy's legal name.
Yeah, I think you bleep it.
Hey, Josh. So you were in Montana last week.
Oh yeah.
And I listened to the podcast back last week, and you put duck noises over me speaking about. Okay, so hold on.
Do you like my quack?
It annoyed me. I wish you just had blinked it. Because it was like, quack, 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 quack.
Okay, you got to think of my perspective. I'm in the hotel room alone, Montana, middle of nowhere. And I'm like, I don't know. I think adding the quack noises were so much better than just blanks or beeps. It made me laugh. I don't know if it's just my humor.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
Okay, so I want to give the listeners a bit more information. I know you can't share what went on, but can we do kind of like a 20 questions where I ask you a question and you could either answer
a lot of questions.
No, not literally 20, question style. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
You can answer it or you can say I'm not allowed to answer it.
Okay.
You were out there. Here's what we knew so far. You were filming with a character from a TV show.
You know, it's no big deal.
From a TV show.
Yeah.
Is the TV show set in that part of the world?
Yes.
The Montana sort of area.
Yeah. Near Yellowstone.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Near the national park.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay. And, you know, if this character in the show's name sound also like if you took an object and pulled it into two pieces.
Like you're ripping apart something?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. So you were working on a project with a guy from a TV show near Yellowstone National Park.
Yes.
Whose name sounds like you're ripping something apart.
Yeah.
And you were hanging with him all day long.
Yeah. You know, we just had a shoot, you know, it's no big deal.
And what was he like?
It was cool. It was cool. I got to film him doing cool things. And you know, you're out in nature. It's beautiful out there. We're on someone's 25,000 acre ranch.
That's crazy.
Imagine.
Josh, I think you and Jimmy, you know how kids on social media talk about dad lore? I feel like you guys are too millennial to get what's going on with the trends. Do you guys know what dad lore is?
I've never heard of that.
Okay. So you guys are, I think I'm more Gen Z than you guys are, and I'm older than Jimmy. Dad lore is kids on TikTok film their dad at they're at dinner on vacation. And their dad opens up about in 76, I climbed Kilimanjaro. And they're like, what? Dads have these crazy...
Oh, folklore, but with dad...
but it's dad lore. Your dad goes I rode a Harley across America in 86 with the boys. And you're like, wait a second, what? How did I never know that? And it's just kind of all dads are very... you don't know what happened with your dad from 18 to 28, you have no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, you and Jimmy have the craziest lore from your lives. Like your kids are going to be like, you did what?
Yeah, I think about that sometimes. I'm like, I'm super lucky for... all the experiences.
Yeah, but Josh, I feel like even you have that too.
How so?
The amount of times we used to travel for work and the road trips, the events we used to do.
Yeah, I guess.
You have a photo of you in front of 20,000 people in City Field rapping.
I guess.
You downplay it, but you have so much too, bro.
No, but I just think about you taking a trip. I don't want to get into the It wasn't a pat on my back. I was just saying you guys do really cool stuff. Yeah. I see your guys' lives. I'm very grateful
for the opportunities I get.
And it's not normal. Like, I wonder if a podcast listener is like, what the heck is this guy's life that he went to Yellowstone?
Yeah.
To work on a...
You know, you get to work with a celebrity every now and then, you know.
You more frequently than most people.
It's nice working with celebrities, especially if they're like actors, because like they're pros, you know, like instead of like working with a model. Mm-hmm. Models are like so like, I don't know, like it takes forever to get a shot. Everything needs to be perfect. An actor, they're just perfect at what they do. You film the shot and it's like done.
That's why I'm so easy to record the podcast with.
Oh,
I'm a professional.
You are a professional.
You guys, it's amateur hour. The two of you roll up. We got to make cuts, but
I always have to cut myself.
What was Montana like this time of year?
It was actually, the morning was like 30 degrees. So like we're bundled. I got like layers on layers and layers. And then like by afternoon, it's 70 degrees and it's sunny. You're like, you have to take off all your layers. You know, like the temperature change is insane.
I love Montana.
It was,
in another
there's still
life,
so much snow too. It was awesome.
In another life, I'm moving to Montana.
There's definitely a lot of acreage out there still for sale, but like you got to remember, like there's no one around you.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's no one around you.
I think it's idealistic. I mean, the closest to Montana I'll probably get is like moving out to Hunterdon County or Sussex County, my own Montana.
Sorta. Yeah. You have the Appalachians behind you.
Yeah.
Some land.
I mean, yeah. But hey, welcome back. Was it a good trip overall?
It was a 36 hour trip. I flew there, did my work, and then like I was gone the next day. I went from Thursday to Friday. But my travel time home was ridiculous. I had to fly from Montana to LAX, 4 hour layover,
the worst.
Red eye back to Jersey, landed Jersey 5 a.m.
You flew
Saturday.
From Montana to LAX.
Dude, it was, yeah, because there's like no direct flights from Bozeman. It's like, and there's not many flights.
I got one
from Bozeman too.
Not when I was there.
My Shelby and I, for our 1 year anniversary, flew to Bozeman.
Oh, true.
And we flew direct from Newark.
Yeah, then, like, there was a few, but like I had to be back in time for a wedding on Saturday. So like, it's just like the timing, like my shoot ended in the afternoon and like the last direct flight was like a 6:30 PM flight, but it's sold out already because they booked my flight last second. So like it was like a 15 hour travel time home. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
And I didn't sleep. So,
oh, I'm glad you're home. Glad you made it back. Last time I was in Montana, I was with you camping in Glacier National Park.
I thought the last time you were there was with Shelby.
Oh, you're right.
Wait, Glacier was a good time.
Yeah, no, I was in Montana. So I just said that.
You guys went to Yellowstone?
You know, yeah, we went through Yellowstone.
Okay.
But we went in around similar time of year. We went 2 years ago in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the issue I didn't realize for that region of the world is this is not, like, springtime there is not springtime in New Jersey.
It's so different, bro.
It's like still winter.
Yeah.
So we went in like a dead season. We flew into Bozeman. Then we went through Yellowstone. And a lot of Yellowstone, the roads were closed because they were iced over.
Did you make it down to the Tetons or no?
Then we ended up in the Grand Tetons, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Probably the prettiest mountains I've seen. Like just very picturesque. And you just kind of realize, I love New Jersey. Like I have to love New Jersey. We have a podcast called The Garden State. But you realize when you go see a national park out in Wyoming or Montana, you're like, we are missing out, man. Yeah. Like I was just trying to take it in.
I had like an hour and a half drive from the airport into like the, where we were. Like you're driving through mountain passes and stuff. And like, I was just like off my phone, just eyes locked to like the nature and like everything around me, because everything is so big and different out there.
Yeah.
And like, you have to just take it in. You're like, where the heck am I? This is so different than back home.
And then there's some people, I'm not going to mention any names on this podcast, Damiano, who's one of my good friends,
unreal.
But I'm not going to mention any names. We were in Utah a few years back and driving through some of those beautiful country I've ever seen. And he fell asleep.
Yeah, you know, it's not for everyone.
That's what I don't understand.
Some people are just not cut out for the road, Jim.
I just don't get it.
You know, me and Choma got into like a screaming argument in Yosemite when we were like 19. So just because you're in a beautiful place doesn't mean things are all great, you know. We got into a really bad...
What was the argument over? I'm trying to remember.
You guys just... You and Chris just wouldn't walk at a normal pace, and I lost you in the park.
Okay.
Like, what is the goal here? You guys are like... They're like speedwalkers.
Yeah.
That's so, but we, like, you know, we
and what, we just lost each other.
Yeah. And I had no service, and I'm in a national park. Like, where is Chomik?
And so then like 20 minutes later, like,
I was with Steve, and Steve's like, dude, don't worry about it. Don't get mad. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Steve was upset because like he wanted to stay in like the bougiest hotels, and me and Chris wanted to save money at the Motel 6. So everyone was mad at each other for something.
It was a good trip. That was a great time.
Me and Sober were like crying in the car half an hour later. So I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen. But I mean, we did forgive and forget pretty quickly.
I think I shed a tear, but maybe.
I was gonna say that I have a rule now. Specifically, I mean, this is gonna offend the ladies, and that's all right. You know, people get offended when I have a son, I'm gonna force him to do a cross country road trip when he's like 19. I'm gonna say no. It's like a rite of passage. You got to do it. The reason I say I wouldn't let Junie do that is because there's a lot of creepy people out there, and I wouldn't want to put her in that spot.
But my son,
you better figure it out, man.
You see some sketchy things.
There's some dudes out there.
We stayed at some sketchy spots on that road trip too.
We got in a car with it. We followed a guy with an axe to his house to get firewood from him in Washington. We were stupid. I mean, like,
get me out there. No one's going to hurt you.
Wasn't he like the nicest person ever?
Greatest. Yeah.
But still, you never know if someone's luring you to your house, especially if you're a female.
If you're following them to their house, like maybe
or maybe he's just a decent human being. He wants to help you out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Back in the 70s, this would have flown eye. Like no one would have even like turned an eye.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a real story, and I'm not going to say the person's name because I don't know how public this should be. Somebody I know in my life used to work GPSing power lines.
Hmm.
This is probably back in the 90s, so like before cell phones, before the internet, and like he worked for this power company, and like GPSing things was kind of new, so he was out in Wyoming or Montana, somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And his one job was just to GPS these power lines as they go through middle of nowhere.
That sounds like fun.
So he ended up, his truck broke down or something, and this person stopped to help him, or he thought to help him. And he's like, oh, I got like tools back at like my cabin. And
oh no.
He like took him back, and there was like a bunch of other people there, and they like tried to do some like really weird stuff.
Really?
He ended up pulling a gun on him. Like the person that I knew, like pulled a gun on these people.
And he was like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Oof.
So
this was what year?
In the 90s, I'm assuming.
Well, that's the weird thing. And before we, so this is the Garden State. So I want to get back on brand in a second, but I will say the weird thing about Montana, Wyoming is the people there are so unbelievably nice. Right, Josh? Did you feel that?
Oh, I have a story about that, but really quickly.
So nice.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, I think like the craziest of the craziest of the craziest people, you know, like the Unabomber, wasn't he hiding in Montana?
I don't know.
It's an easy spot to hide out.
Like the craziest of the craziest people are also there. But I think the stereotype isn't true. Like if you're out in the sticks, people are worried about that, what you just named, Jimmy, like that situation. But every experience I had, I'm like, these people are like salt of the earth.
Oh yeah.
But the thing with Jersey is nobody's hospitable. Like nobody's nice, but there is a safety here where you like, you do kind of feel like, even if people are rude to you, you know, people kind of, I would hope if I'm in a union and I get like assaulted in a shop, right? I'd hope that people would come to my aid or something like that.
But like, there's also so many people here too. Like there's witnesses everywhere.
Yeah. I mean like, yeah, people are generally pretty solid here. They're just the surface stuff. They're surface junk. They're not very friendly. But in Montana, it's like the lady, when I was out there, we went to a convenience store and she was like, when people come in and they have a bad season of farming, we just write their grocery list on a tab and they come pay it when they can. And she was like, I have a 3-year-old pickup truck. I've never taken the keys out of the ignition. We don't lock it. And I'm like, wow, this is not New Jersey.
I had to go to the food market, which is like 20 minute walk from my hotel. It was doable, but like, it was on a main road, so I didn't feel like walking there. And I go to the front desk of where I'm staying. I'm like, hey, like, it says you guys have shuttles. Like, can I get a shuttle downtown? I have to go to the supermarket. And he's like, oh, shuttles don't run until Memorial Day. And there's no taxis. There's no Ubers out here. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is there any way? He's like, yeah, like you walk. It's a pretty easy walk. Or I can close up shop right now and give you a lift myself. I was like, okay, what? He's like, yeah, I'll just put the close sign on the door and you can hop in my car and I'll just drive you there really quickly. And I didn't even think twice. I was like, okay. Like, I was like, I don't want to take you from your post. He's like, dude, there's no one here. It's fine. So he closed up shop on the front desk of this hotel. And we hop in this car and he ends up taking me to the supermarket. We have a good conversation and he brings me back.
That's the cultural difference between New Jersey and everywhere else. Or just like Northeast maybe.
I felt bad. I was like, I don't want you to like, you know, you're on your shift. He's like, oh, it's no worry.
No, but here's the thing. You watch these murder documentaries from the 70s where people are like, oh yeah, I was hitchhiking and I almost got murdered. And you're like, what were you doing hitchhiking?
Yeah.
I think the world was just different. And I think when you go to places like Montana, you realize the world has, at least where we are, you know, because people are cynical and things are probably more dangerous. People are just different.
Yeah.
And then you go somewhere else and you're like, a stranger who I met 3 minutes ago was asking me to get in their car with them. It's like, ah, yeah, why not?
I didn't even think about it. I was just like, he's just a normal dude. Like,
yeah, it's weird. It's crazy how that, I know there's like a part of me that feels bad that it's not like that anymore.
It stinks. It's like, but you can't trust anyone.
I wouldn't get in anybody's car with them in Jersey. I'd be like, nah, I'll pass.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
Especially cause you have, well, that's the thing. It's hard to think about cause we have our own cars here and stuff.
Yeah.
And we have so many friends and family around that we always can get a ride. And there's Ubers too. There's no shortage of Ubers.
Hey, on the topic of getting a ride, we got a mailbag call this week related to good old-fashioned New Jersey Transit.
The worst. Ooh.
Should we dive into the mailbag, you think? Because it's a show on the road.
Let's dig right into it, man.
Josh Tromick, what's the number our listeners can call? My nephew, he's turning 10, and he said to me yesterday, I have the mailbag number memorized.
Whoa. Yes.
That's shout the power of the nephew. Jingle. Shout out to John Sawyer. He might be listening to this right now.
10?
Happy birthday, John.
John Sawyer, yeah. Call into the mailbag.
That's crazy.
This moment is a special happy birthday shout out to John Sawyer. 10 years old. Happy birthday, brother.
Double digits.
What day was his birthday?
This is actually, you're putting me on the spot. I think it's May 18th. I got to confirm that. He's going to be annoyed that I don't know. I'm sorry, John. I was there when I went the day he was born. It's crazy to think that it's been a decade.
So as an special, uncle, you don't need to know his birthday. You're like, dude, like I was there when you were born.
I said that to him. I was like, I changed your diaper. I can say that to him now. I'm like, man, you were like a crazy baby.
He could probably take you down now too.
He's a savage. So happy birthday, John Sawyer. Josh, what's the number for people that want to call into the mailbag?
Guys, please call into the mailbag. The number is so simple. It's right here. The jingle for the mailbag is
908-67-99993. Hi, Garden State. My name is Grace. First time caller, long time listener. I used to live in Hudson County, but I recently moved back to the city. And I work in Jersey, so I do the reverse commute. And I'm very used to NJ Transit and how rough it can be. I get it. They got to coordinate all these different things. But I just dealt with probably my worst experience, and I need to tell someone who gets it, you know?
Of course.
So I was on the train. We get going out of Penn Station. It stops. And all the power goes out. And I'm like, oh, wow. Weird, I guess. Whatever. So it turns out we're sitting there. It turns out that's the last and. Listen, I get it. It's a lot of coordination, but it's just like a lack of communication and like no sympathy for anyone on NJ Transit. I'm an hour late to work. It's just crazy. But love you guys. Keep up the great work. Bye.
We lost Grace there, and I know exactly where she was on the train tracks when she made that phone call.
I was about to say, she was probably on the train where she lost that connection.
She was right after you get out of the tunnel, that dead zone by Secaucus, 1,000%.
Yeah, I don't make phone calls there. It's not a good spot.
But what I can make out from the call, because it is on brand for where we're going today, I guess. Mm-hmm. Grace is saying, for the listeners that, you know, maybe you were like, that's a little choppy. She is a reverse commuter. So she's leaving New York, going to New Jersey on a New Jersey Transit train every day.
Wow.
Which is interesting.
Well, she said she lives in Jersey, right?
No, she used to. I used to live in Hudson County, but I recently moved back to the city I work in Jersey. So I do the reverse commute and I'm very used to New Jersey Transit. So she's saying she's on a train, the power goes out and there's no communication.
Yeah, like no one ever knows what's going on the train.
I mean, listen, I do think that this is, I was in Hoboken the other day at the New Jersey Transit station and I ran into a friend from high school.
Wow.
And he's a conductor.
Really?
Yeah. And he walked up to me. He's like, Sobo, what's up? And we just started talking. It was awesome. It was good to catch up with him. Like, I hadn't seen this guy since I was probably a senior in high school, and we were like in math class together. And we just started talking, really cool guy. And I said to him, I'm like, man, I got to be honest, man. I feel bad for you. Like, I feel bad for the conductors, because the conductors are the ones that got to deal with like angry customers and trains breaking, and they're salt of the earth, good people just trying to do their job.
Yeah, it's not like they're shutting down their trains.
Yeah, and I mean, this guy, total professional, you know, just a really solid dude, but it stinks how there's not better communication.
No one ever knows like why the power is going out or why there's a delay. So, I will say for Grace though, she has it good though with the reverse commute.
Yeah.
Because the train's not packed coming to Jersey. Compared to going to New York and then coming back home, it's pretty empty too.
That's probably why she was able to make a phone call on the train, because there's probably nobody on the train.
I had a New Jersey Transit encounter this weekend.
What's that?
Which really made me so mad. I was actually, you know, after my whole Montana travels, I got home that morning, barely slept, went right onto a train to Central Park, my buddy's wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm coming home, it's like midnight. I'm on the line that takes me to Summit. What is that line?
Gladstone PPAC, I think it is.
Yeah, whatever that line is. We stop in the Orange station, and the train's sitting there for like half an hour just because the car across, like next to the next car over from mine, two women just fighting, pulling each other's hair.
At
first it's like they're cursing at each other. So the conductors are trying to cool it down. They're trying to like tell them to shut up. And the conductors start arguing and fighting with them. Lots of yelling, a lot of screaming. And then next thing you know, you hear, one of the ladies jumped on the other lady, starts grabbing her hair.
You didn't get a
like,
video of this for the Garden State Instagram?
I was trying to, but it was like blocked by other conductors. I couldn't actually see it, but like, it was right there.
Bro, that's where you dive
in. I wasn't getting in. I was just like, I just want to get home so bad. But yeah, they start pulling each other's hair. I actually started filming it. I can show you later. But just lots of just like, it's all expletives and just bad. It was disgusting. It's like, you don't want to watch that happen. It's just not pretty. I get it, like seeing a video online, but filming it, it's just like, I don't want to film that. But like, it was just like a mess. Anyway, then they have to call the cops because the women weren't getting off the train. The conductor's like, just get off the train. Like, they're kicking them off. The ladies were not getting off the train.
Transit police.
It's like, guys, oh my gosh, we're going to fight. Get off the train. Like, stop holding up the train for everyone. Everyone on the train was so mad because everyone's trying to get home. It's like midnight.
Yeah.
And it was the worst. And it was so like, we're delayed in Orange for like 40 minutes, bro. The absolute worst.
Yeah, I think.
Why do people got to do that and ruin everyone else's night?
I don't think that's like a light fine either if you delay a public transit.
And it kind of stinks how, like, do you think a conductor of a train should be allowed to kick someone off? Like, physically?
I think so. Yeah, right? I don't see why not.
I hate how they have to wait for a cop because, like, people are just so stubborn.
Well, I think, right, they probably don't want to get involved, too. They're like, oh, like, that's why we have transit police,
the
right?
Cops don't even want... This is the bureaucracy of our society now, is the cops don't even want to get involved because they don't want to put their hands on somebody because you got to physically remove someone from a train where people are filming. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know,
everyone's filming. Yeah.
Everyone's filming. Like, that's like, who wants to deal with that? So yeah, that stinks. And I feel for Grace. It's not easy. The commute,
it's always something, you
know,
bro.
I don't know what the solution is. And we say it all the time. I don't know. I mean, I have an idea what the solution is, but hey, let's get into some news here. No, I don't like that. Oh,
so it's like it's happening right there. So you couldn't really see because it was like in between the quarters and the other
conductors
were doing
it. You should have ran up and been like, I'm press.
Dude, I totally like, I was thinking about honestly, in the moment, I was just kind of like,
yo,
this is sad, bro. Like, I was just like, I did not want to be a part of it.
Garden State press shirts.
Just press street team for press. Us.
No, we just make shirts that say press across them. And we have the logo on the sleeve. Dude, that'd be so cool.
Give one Ryan Mack.
Yeah, I'm coming home from a wedding. I'm just going to carry my backpack and
just
throw it on.
Yeah, just have it as your undershirt always. All right, let's get into the news. Guys, ridiculous news as always in New Jersey.
The best news,
some
honestly.
Solid banter there in the opening. Hey, before we go any further, Josh, I was thinking about this wall right here. What do you think for a TV? Could we put it right there?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nice like 50, 60.
Yeah, like throw it up.
Just
like,
so they could see stuff.
Just so we could all look when I'm movies. Pulling up, like you could see the articles I'm reading.
That'd be cool.
Just like on the fly, thinking that out.
Like up there?
Well, I was thinking originally here, but I forgot that gray thing's there. But
we could put it, the mount could be in between the gray thing, depending on, we could just cut out. Because you don't want to strain your neck. That's a good idea, Josh.
Hey, before we get into the news, we want to remind you we are once again at the Vintage City offices in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Vintage City has been our home for just about a year now. Can you believe that, Josh Chomik? We're going on our 1 year birthday here.
It's our birthday.
Happy birthday to us. And we love it here. If you're looking for an office space to work in and you're looking for an environment that's going to inspire you and not leave you feeling feelings of dread like your moist basement does with all the mold that's down there. You're working in your basement. That's where you put your desk. No. You don't want to be there. You want to perform. You want to be a top performer in your company. You want to show up every day and feel inspired like you want to conquer the world. Well, guess what? If you want to do that, there's only one place you're going to be able to do it. That's the Vintage City offices in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Give me one letter of the alphabet that reminds you of the Vintage City offices. Then tell me why. A?
Yeah.
Like as an A plus?
Anti-mold. No mold over here, baby.
Wow. Anti-mold and A plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Probably.
Ooh, nice.
If you're looking for a place to make your new home, you got to check out the Vintage City offices. You can call or text 908-259-4488. That's 908-259-4488. Be sure to tell them we sent you. And when you do stop by for a tour, take a big selfie or take a selfie in front of the big yellow and green neon sign. Cool. Let's get back to the podcast.
Blessings.
Oh, this first story, man, it's almost too much to bear. Red Lobster is closing over 50 locations, several of which are in New Jersey. And get this, they're blaming the unlimited shrimp.
What?
If you are a Red Lobster fan, Jersey's closing 4 locations out of the 16 that we have. It's a terrible day.
The unlimited shrimp is the cause of this whole situation. And this is...
Is it because the shrimp are bad or like just people just,
no.
Eat too much?
It's unlimited, so people show up and they only get the unlimited shrimp. They lost $11 million. In the third quarter of 2023 on the shrimp alone.
But haven't they been doing this forever?
I don't know. I'm not a Red Lobster goer. So what, Jimmy?
Why don't they just limit the amount of shrimp?
Yeah. Couldn't that just be the
Band-Aid? You can only have 3 servings of shrimp.
But it's really not unlimited.
But do you really need more than that? Like, well, I've been to places that claim things are unlimited, but then they're like, actually,
I think what goes on is people show up with their friends. They spend $20 on shrimp and they just eat all of it and they don't get anything else. And you know, I got to say, this is reminiscent of the great Boston Market collapse of 23. If you guys will recall with me, Boston Market did collapse for a bit in 2023. And
strong comeback though.
They are making a comeback, and Red Lobster and Boston Market are in the same, they're the same vibe to me.
Definitely the same vein,
same vein of like restaurant. I don't know why.
I don't know, man, but because like Red Lobsters, every time I pass them on like a weeknight or like a weekend, like they're packed.
Okay, Red Lobster.
Especially near us.
Red Lobster, Boston Market, Long John Silver. Tell me those three are not in the same. If there's a high school, they're sitting at the same table together.
I wouldn't compare Red Lobster and like Boston Market. I feel like Red Lobster is like a massive, like just restaurant chain. Boston Market obviously is massive, but they're not like a... You're not getting weighted at Boston Market.
I'm not saying the experience is similar. I'm just saying... They're the same vibe.
I disagree. What's about the Long John Silver's? I don't think I've been to a Long John Silver's.
Long John, I haven't been either. I haven't been to any of those three. That's what I'm saying. Like to me, they're all the same group of like, they're like theater kids. They're like their own brand of food restaurant. It's not like Applebee's and McDonald's are in the same category of more like mainline spots to go to.
Oh, you're okay.
And then you got like
I thought you're comparing the type of restaurant.
To me, Long John Silver, Boston Market, and Red Lobster are like C tier. Maybe Outback Steakhouse has kind of moved to that level as well more recently. When I was in high school, I feel like it was more of a B tier. You know, not grading of food quality, just like rating of priorities to culture.
If Outback is C, what's B in this area?
A B tier restaurant would be, give me a second here. I'll give you one right now. Chili's has gone B tier. That's a great option.
Is Applebee's in B then?
I'd say Applebee's is still in name. Well, I'm not saying food quality. I'm saying in name and the cultural priority, Applebee's is still like an A.
What?
Yeah.
Applebee's and Chili's are same vein.
No, I think Chili's has really gone on since 2010. Chili's has slipped.
Absolutely not. Applebee's, I'm a big Chili's guy.
Applebee's is still expanding. I mean, they've got that one at the Clark Commons. I just feel like Applebee's has kind of held it together a bit longer, but they might slip soon.
I don't know.
Where would you place like Shake Shack and?
So those are like again, my tier system is not.
It's a very interesting tier system.
No, my tier system is not food quality. It's just like how relevant culturally are they. That's like a premium B tier Shake Shack.
Yeah. And like Chipotle has slipped to C.
Well, no, they're still.
No, I would say B.
They're still A tier as far as popularity, but the quality is definitely, again, I'm not rating quality. I'm just rating like how relevant is this place to culture? Chipotle's still an A tier spot. Yeah, of course.
So you're saying that Shake Shack is lower than Chipotle?
I would say Shake Shack. Yeah, I mean, like more people 100% go to Chipotle every day than Shake Shack.
Okay.
Shake Shack is doing crazy.
They have explosive growth around
here. I think it just depends
here.
On where there's a location accessible. Yeah. Like if you go to Shake Shack next to Menlo Park Mall, it's mobbed.
Yeah, but there's probably 200 Shake Shacks in America and probably 4,000 Chipotle.
That's
like
a good point.
Chipotle is still a cultural icon.
Yeah.
Of course. But like,
I'm not saying Chipotle is better. I would say Shake Shack makes better food than Chipotle. I like Shake Shack.
Yeah, but I would say they're both A, right?
I think Shake Shack is, for the area we live in.
This list is wild.
No, I mean, like, if you go to Pennsylvania, you're not going to find a Shake Shack.
Of course not.
So then how is it an A-tier eatery? I mean,
like, in Jersey.
I was just saying, generally, like, overall, I think. In Jersey, how many Shake Shacks are there? There's, like, two.
No, they're expanding.
You got Paramus, and where's the other one? Name another one.
They have the one by Menlo
Union?
Park. You have the one in Cherry Hill. You have the one on Route 70.
So that's four.
You have, it's in the Turnpike, I mean, Parkway rest stops now.
Every Parkway rest stop, yeah, most of them.
Okay, so it's expanding. Now name Chipotles.
Every
They're
town.
Endless. There's a Chipotle in every, it's like Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is an A tier, it's like God tier fast food eatery in New Jersey.
I hate Chipotle, dude. I used to love it.
All right. Well, I don't know what we're even talking about. Let's go into the article here, guys.
Yeah, let's find out why, which Red Lobsters are closing, what's happening in Jersey, and like, how can you partake in this?
So Red Lobster abruptly closed the doors of at least 50 restaurants nationwide on Monday, including over a dozen in New York and New Jersey, blindsiding seafood chain employees.
And I just want to clear this article up the way they wrote it. A dozen in New York, New Jersey. There's four locations closing in New Jersey.
So New York's getting hit a little harder than us.
Yes.
The casual dining chain is expected to file for bankruptcy as early as next week as it seeks to pare down its debt load. 14 locations in New York and New Jersey were temporarily closed for the foreseeable future. I saw New Jersey 12 put up Lauren Dew put up a screenshot that one of them was being auctioned for $5,000.
Wow. Well, Ledgewood, its materials are in like equipment within the chain. They're auctioning it off and the auction goes until Friday afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah. The only one they're doing that is in Ledgewood though. So you can get like restaurant equipment and like ovens and I guess like stoves and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the group claimed Red Lobster had logged a share loss of $19 million during the first 9 months of 2023. The restaurant also blamed the unlimited endless shrimp, which, by the way, that's so redundant. Unlimited endless shrimp. So they really can't cut
that's
you
like
off.
That's like a double negative.
It's unlimited endless
shrimp
deal, which allows customers to spend $20 on all you can eat shrimp for its $11 million loss. So they lost 11 milli on the unlimited endless shrimp. What were they thinking?
Yeah, but this has been going on. How long has Red Lobster been in the spotlight for? Like, when did they first open up their first location, Josh? Because if they've been doing unlimited shrimp for all these years, it's like you would think it's going good. It's like, why all of a sudden?
1968 in Lakeland, Florida.
When did unlimited...
Yeah, let's find out when the unlimited deal began. Because that's huge.
Shrimp.
Sounds so good. I can go for a bowl of shrimp right now, 7 a.m.
A bowl of shrimp?
Yeah, dude.
So, yeah, unlimited endless shrimp promotion has been a tradition for over 18 years.
So it was going good. And what happened?
Okay, in June 2023, it became a permanent menu item. So they went from it being a promotion to a permanent item, which is fatal...
That's the downfall right there.
That was a misstep.
I wouldn't have done that.
They should have calculated that better. Whoever thought of that, the marketing person that came up with, hey guys, let's just go full on with this endless shrimp thing.
Well, they're probably losing money already at that point. And they're just like, let's see if this actually brings in more customers. Cause you got to think this is going to draw more customers. They're going to order more food, but no, they end up getting filled on the unlimited shrimp where they're not going to order anything else. That's why they're losing money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. I wonder how much of the shrimp population of the world, like if we could just map it, how much goes to Red Lobster from the fishing, fishing ports. What do you think? Like 0.03%?
Something crazy.
Yeah. Something
also,
very
I'm not eating a Red Lobster if it's not near the ocean.
Well, that's the other thing.
Imagine you're in the middle of the country.
Like, I got sushi in Michigan one time.
That's acceptable though.
Why?
Because you have Lake Michigan.
Yeah, but they don't have, you're not getting,
ocean
salmon from Lake Michigan.
Yes, you are.
You think they have fresh salmon?
Bro, Lake Michigan is like an actual ocean.
It does look like the ocean.
It's huge.
Let me see. Are there salmon in Lake Michigan, you think? Well, there'd have to be, of course, because they do salmon runs down in New York.
Let's go, bro.
Are there salmon?
There's not going to be like tuna.
Michigan. Okay. Yes, Lake Michigan has five species. Okay, but here's the thing. Was that sushi place getting sushi from Lake, salmon from Lake Michigan?
Somewhere up there. It's not coming from the Atlantic. They're not going to bring it that far.
Here's the other thing is, I will say, I don't get that point anymore, Josh. Like, I won't eat fish in certain areas because we all get fish at ShopRite and it's being shipped to us.
But yeah, it's coming straight from the Atlantic from some dude who caught it the day before.
I
mean,
like if I go get salmon, I'm getting wild caught Alaskan salmon at Costco. It's not coming from the Jersey Shore.
You never know.
We don't have salmon runs in the Atlantic Ocean.
What if
Ocean?
You go to like upstate New York? That's close enough. That's where the salmon runs are.
Yeah, but these are all either factory farmed.
Yeah.
Or if they're wild caught, they're coming from Alaska. So
how about
like
if you go to a fish market?
That'd be cool.
You know, that's fresh caught fish.
Salmon, man. Shelby got food poisoning from salmon.
Can you let us know or let the listeners know, go into detail, what locations in Jersey are closing?
Yes. So here's the locations that are being shut down. Some are going to be New York. Some will be New Jersey. So Lakewood, New Jersey, Buffalo, New York, Amherst, Williamsville, Rochester, Poughkeepsie, Stony Brook, which is, I believe, the Stony Brook Mall.
That's New York?
Yeah.
Long Island?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Kingston, Scarsdale, Nanuet, that's in New York. Oh, I misread it. Here you go. And here's New Jersey. Ledgewood, Lawrenceville, East Brunswick, Bridgewater.
There you go.
I read Lakewood as New Jersey. So Lakewood, New Jersey, you guys are safe from losing a Red Lobster. Rest in peace, my sweet prince.
That's crazy. So if you live in those towns, man, and you are a Red Lobster fan, you're going to have to go find another spot or maybe drive a little further. Because you still got eight more locations in Jersey. And like when reading this, I was like, Josh, the location is right next to us, like the one here in Union. They're killing it. They're healthy.
Are they?
Parking lots packed.
On 22?
Yes, it's 22 in Union.
I've been to Red Lobster once. Did I ever tell you guys this story?
No.
When I had my first job in New York, I had a part of my job was to go, like, we had clients, they had warehouses, and I had to go inspect them to make sure they were up to standard to be like a registered client of ours. They would work alongside my company. So I take a train way out into Brooklyn to basically almost Coney Island. And this guy is hyping it up the whole time to me, like, hey man, when you come out, see my warehouse, I'm taking you to get an authentic, he kept saying authentic, New York seafood meal.
He's,
I want to take
serious?
You out to my hair. Yeah. So he keeps saying it. So I get in his 2006 Mustang coupe, which was a two-door, of course, because it's a coupe. Mm-hmm. And he had to slide the seat forward for his one guy that got in the back.
Amazing.
We're all grown men in this little Mustang. And he takes me to Red Lobster. And
how disappointed were you when you saw where you stopped?
I thought we were going to go to like an old like Italian spot that has like, oh, they have a seafood menu. No. We went to Red Lobster. I got the surf and turf. It was excellent.
Well, let's not downplay. Yeah, like let's not downplay Red Lobster here. We're not. It's pretty good.
That was the only time I've ever been, and it was good. Yeah, I mean, like, I will say,
why haven't you gone back?
That tier again. It's that tier of like, or how about this? That style of fast food restaurant, like where it's really fast food, but it's set up like a restaurant, like Applebee's, Chili's.
Yeah.
Something about it nowadays skeeves me out.
Because of what? Like, it's just so rushed and it's not, maybe it's not prepared correctly.
Yeah, I just always feel like I'm going to get sick. I know that's never happened to me. I know they probably take good care, but it just always feels to me like if I'm going to go to a restaurant, I'll just go to a restaurant.
Because everything's microwaved?
They microwave everything, yeah. And you just
pay for,
know,
you
like,
pay for what you're eating.
And then you walk by the kitchen because you got to use the bathroom and you look in and there's like mashed potatoes smashing in the floor. And you're like, I don't know. Just to me, it's like.
But it tastes so good.
You ever see the Chili's kitchen? You'll never want to eat Chili's again. I mean, you'll be like, no, thank you. I think I'm good. I'll go to McDonald's.
But it's so good.
One thing I'll say about McDonald's is because you could see their kitchen from the drive-thru or from the front thing. McDonald's is generally really clean.
Oh, they're great.
You'll never go to McDonald's where it's a filthy mess. Like,
well, that's why they're one of the biggest fast food chains in the world. And they're just killing it because they, you know, you got to have a clean kitchen.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, I saw the Chili's kitchen in Clark one time and I just was like,
was it that bad?
It was so, it was like upside down soda on the floor.
But you still enjoyed your meal.
No, I didn't eat that night. I remember I was like, nah.
I love Chili's. I'm a big Chili's advocate. Chocolate molten cake. I know they just put it into the microwave, but it's so good. And I'll eat it every single day if I could.
All right, so let's move on to some heavy hitting New Jersey news next, because that was
R.I.P. Red Lobster.
Kind of funny.
Go support your local Red Lobster if you want to keep them open.
So this next story is really interesting. The New Jersey Department of Transportation is coming under fire after ignoring warning signs that a retaining wall was not safe, only for it to collapse.
Always got to listen to the warning signs.
Yeah. So if you've driven to the shore from Philadelphia or you've come into the city from New Jersey in the past 5 years, you've probably driven past a retaining wall known as Wall 22 as a major part of I-295 Direct Connect project. But on March 25th, 2021, the Wall 22 failed. It collapsed. So here's where things get interesting. In January 2022, an investigative engineering report detailed complex causes of the wall's failure. It found early signs of distress on the wall beginning on March 11th, my birthday. Aww. Two weeks before its failure, our investigation found contractors had concerns years before it collapsed. In one email, an NJDOT employee sent a coworker, who at the time was a regional construction engineer, an email thread from November 2018 in which the project contractor, South State Inc., expressed concerns about the wall's design. So the regional construction engineer wrote back, reading the claim, it's almost like they had a crystal ball. So there were concerns years in advance, but here's what happened. NJDOT said demolition of Wall 22 and construction of a new wall will cost taxpayers an additional $92 million.
What?
With $74 million coming from the federal government. So this is going to happen, the $92 million. But I'm sure they were thinking, well, we built it. We're not going to load out another $92 million to tear it down and rebuild a new one. So now it's collapsed. But hey, thank goodness nobody was injured in this. But it kind of makes you wonder how much around us is being built incorrectly.
Yeah, and there's warning signs that are just being ignored. Like this situation right here.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be driving your car on that and just having that retaining wall just collapse on you. That sounds terrifying.
No, it was really bad. Like, I even saw it. Like, they kind of left it there for like a year after before they started doing anything. It's just like, can you imagine if people were driving on that?
What's
that
the current status? So, like, are they already like almost done with the new one, or did they even start?
No, I don't think they've done very much with it, to be honest.
It's just sitting there, abandoned.
Yeah. I mean, they're still doing work on the project, but.
In Jersey, it's going to be 10 years.
It's a huge project. I feel like they've been working on there for forever. As long as I've been going down to the area of New Jersey, they've been working on this project.
Remember when that part of 295 that collapsed like a year and a half ago?
That's what we're talking about.
No.
The bridge on that was 95, right?
95. Oh, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Because of the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all good. They fixed that in like a week, right?
Yeah. They put up a temporary bridge like pretty much right away. And then I think it's back open to normal now.
I have a theory that we don't want things to get done quickly. We don't want them to get done quickly. I mean, people got to make their money, you know?
Well, you got to think that road also is 95. Like, it's like one of the most driven highways. So yeah, you kind of need to fix that immediately.
Yeah, but like, if we had that same urgency with everything, imagine we'd be living in the future.
Well, there's too many projects going on. Like, there's not enough manpower or not enough money for it all.
I think there is. I just think that the way labor works, you got to move slow. You got to milk it.
I'm just kidding.
You know, I met this guy that was the head of that same last job. I met
a guy that was
the Red Lobster guy.
He is the head of, let's just say he did construction work. His company did construction work for, he had a major government contract. Not with NJ Transit, but with a similar state-like transportation authority.
Oh, like a parkway authority?
Nah, different state.
Mm, okay.
Not New Jersey.
Okay.
And he would say, yeah, that's a milk job. That's what he always say to me. Mm. That's a milk job. You know why? Because they milk it. And he knew all about. And that's, I think that's the way things kind of got to work. You know, you.
A milk job.
You milk it. So that became a saying. Me and my brother would say, that's a milk job. Yeah, like anytime you're driving on the highway and there's 12 guys watching one guy use a jackhammer, that's a milk job. You know, everybody's getting paid.
I'm just trying to help each other out, man. Yeah,
but I'm not complaining. I'm not saying it shouldn't be that way, but someone's got to, you got to get the milk. So it's a milk job.
Did someone get sued over this project, Jimmy?
I have no idea.
Or like who got in trouble for the wall collapse?
I would imagine that maybe like these engineers were kicked off the project. I have no idea.
Like, I just never heard about someone getting in trouble for this. Like, even though the warning signs were ignored, like, whose fault was it that this wall collapsed?
Yeah, so it says the investigation required obtaining and reviewing over 2,000 pages of internal emails, meeting minutes, and contractual notices. It goes on to say NJDOT refused CBS News Philadelphia's multiple requests, so they're not interested in speaking about it. It doesn't seem like there's a clear resolution here.
What do the priests have to say about it?
they got a comment from a priest. So Saint Joachim Parish Annunciation Church in Belmar overlooks the construction site. Retired priest Kenneth Hallahan, who helps at the church, remembered how he and the churchgoers reacted to the wall's collapse. It's amazing.
What do you say?
In general, a lot of jokes about engineers, about planning, and about human foibles.
It's a human foible? Like a human mistake?
Probably.
How do you pronounce that?
Well, it's like a biblical term.
Foible.
Foible?
Foible.
And what's the definition?
Just a minor weakness. Someone's character.
Okay.
So this priest, him and the congregation were making jokes, which I love.
Jesus used to use that term a lot.
Wait, it says it wasn't a joking matter to Assemblyman Bill Moen Jr.
Ooh, drama.
Bill is not happy. And in this photo, he looks very serious.
Bill looks pissed.
We know this is going to impact the community, and we're going to be on this and make sure that we're delivering answers to the public from the Department of Transportation, Moen said. When we need to, we're demanding those answers. So the state's going after them, and it sounds like they're going to get to the bottom of it. There's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be litigation and probably a nice payout.
Because this happened in 21?
Yeah. Wow. But, you know, these things move slow.
They're milking it. It's a milk job.
It's a milk job. You can keep that one.
I'm going to use that.
That's a freebie for you. All right. Let's move on to the next article here. Another home exploded in Jersey this week, this time in Cumberland County.
Dude, how many home explosions have there been this year alone? Like three?
Yeah, houses keep blowing up.
That's kind of like crazy. More than usual, right?
I think it's about average.
Average? What's average? How many homes explode a year?
A few. I mean, there's always gas leaks and people. Like maybe one. No. This Jamie, stuff happens all the time.
It's happening more often than not.
Okay, so you guys want to know the number of home explosions that happen in the United States annually?
Yeah, yes. That'd be great to know. That's exactly what I'm asking.
So in 2012, there were 1,200 home explosions.
In the States, right? In the whole States, country, yeah. Okay.
In 2021, we have 860. So it went down 400 from 2012 to 2021. But it's kind of random because it looks like it bumps up and down depending on the year. So about, I would say roughly on average, anywhere from 700 to 1,200 homes blow up a year in America.
And you divide that by 50.
Well, it's not even 50, I would say, because Jersey's more densely populated. So it's probably like we probably should be responsible for a solid 40 home explosions a year.
Well, that's the thing. Like, maybe we just don't hear about it often. Like, why is this even a major headline then?
Because it's a home explosion.
I know, was injured, but I feel like it happened. You guys are saying that it happened. Well, Jimmy, you're saying it happens all the time. Like, it's no big deal.
I'm not saying it's no big deal.
Well, but.
You see, you and your conspiracy theorists over here, you're saying like, oh, just because one home explodes, it's kind of weird that there's another one.
No, I feel like there's been like three home explosions within the past month. That's why. I feel like it just happened a lot, like back to back to back.
You know what the theory is that someone shared with me a while ago when a home exploded? I don't know where I read this. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh gosh, he's smiling.
Remember when they were trying to get rid of gas-powered stoves?
Yeah.
That was a conversation. Everyone's like, oh, they want to show that gas is bad. And then all these homes start blowing up with gas explosions.
Yeah, there we go again.
I mean, it does kind of make sense. It's the perfect
weird. Like I forgot about that whole conversation.
I think we moved on from it.
I know. I think people like, just kind of just gave up on it.
But if you wanted to, you know, if you wanted to really have a bad PR campaign against gas powered stoves, blow up a few houses.
Yeah, easy. Blame it on the stove.
I will say, it is kind of freaky. That's why you got to make sure you get a home inspection, and you got to make sure that whoever's setting your stuff up is doing it the right way.
Oh yeah.
You see, I saw a TikTok the other day of
was it The Wire?
No.
The hot
wire. It was a guy going in looking at a, I guess hot water heaters have an exhaust chute on them, and the hose was like completely disconnected. So this house was like, and the pipe was semi-melted because they used PVC pipe, which is plastic instead of, or whatever PVC is made out of, instead of some sort of, I think it has to be like some sort of metal. So the pipe is melted from the exhaust fumes, and hot water heater exhaust fumes are just pooling in the basement of the house.
Oh no.
It must've been a plumber that showed up, and he was just like, cause I don't think maybe it was an HVAC guy. And he was just like, yeah, you need to get out of your house right now. Like, this is insane. I've never seen this before. And that probably happens all the time.
Oh, there's probably so many like close scenarios like that, like where someone's house is about to go.
Well, people get shoddy work done because they want to save a couple $100 and then their house blows up. And I'm not saying that's what happened to this person because who knows, you know.
Every situation is different.
Every situation is different. But it says neighbors claim to be woken up as the ground shook as a South Jersey home exploded and burst into flames early Monday, leaving at least one person hurt. I heard a big boom. I thought it was thunder. I was sleeping. Didn't pay no attention till I heard the helicopters, George Hiles, who lives near the Battle Lane House in Commercial Township, New Jersey, said. The Cumberland County home burst into flames around 4:45 a.m. State police trooper said it was engulfed in flames. The neighbor, Hiles, said he saw smoke and a lot of emergency vehicles. Firefighters could be seen battling heavy flames coming from the roof of the house. A fire official on the scene told NBC10's Brenna Wick that there was an explosion. So a 60-year-old man was medevaced from the scene for treatment, state police said. He was being treated for what troopers called moderate injuries. So
okay, so compared to other home explosions, though, this wasn't a big and like where the whole house exploded into just rubble. It looks like it was a smaller explosion, right? Like the whole house didn't go nuclear.
Yeah. I mean, the house was still intact, but there have been a few home explosions where it's just rubble, like you're saying.
Well, yeah, like yeah. 2 weeks ago, there was one in South River where it's just like done, flattened, people dead. At least this guy, he survived. Like the whole house didn't explode into a million pieces.
Yeah. His niece said, my uncle's currently in a burn center and he's got burns on his face and neck and stuff and being intubated for smoke inhalation.
It's horrible.
So, but other than that, as far as you know, he's fine, said Leah Bechner.
Thank God.
So what's going on with home explosions? Also, do you think this is shoddy work or what?
4:45 in the morning, like waking up to that. That's terrifying.
Yeah,
it's not a good time.
Explosions, man. Explosions, they happen here and there. It freaks
could be
out.
Shoddy work. Could be like he could have left the gas on the stove. Yep. Like we've all done it. Everyone's done it. And it's terrifying. Like I've walked into my house before and you just smell gas and you're like, what's going on? And I left the, what do you call it? You call that, you left the burner on?
Yeah.
It's so easy, bro.
My daughter did that to us recently.
Really?
She
you had to get the locks, right?
Yeah. Before we left the Costco one day, she just got tall enough to reach the thing, the knobs on the stove.
It's kids, man.
And we didn't realize. We went to Costco, we come back and the whole house smells like gas. Oh, and she was like, did you turn the stove on? I'm like, no, she did. So then we got the little knob covers.
So it just like goes over the dial.
Yeah, I opened all the windows and turned fans on and stuff. And
do you think, I always think about this. It's like, cause I've had that mistake done before too. And like, if you lit a match in that moment, Josh,
I think so.
Would it be that strong where your house would turn on fire? Or like, does it have to be a crazy presence of gas? Like, I never know.
If you can smell it, it's a crazy presence, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, think about it, right? Like even when sometimes you like misfire on the stove and you let the gas run for a second and then you hit the pilot.
Yeah. And it goes,
yeah. So.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh.
So.
Oh, June bug.
Couldn't you also get carbon monoxide poisoning from gas?
That too.
That's the other scary thing. I did. I did text my upstairs neighbors pretty quickly.
Oh, you guys have carbon monoxide detectors right in your home?
Yeah.
Jim?
It's required by law.
I'm just making sure that the listeners also have the carbon monoxide detectors. Because you never know.
And we recommend that you check your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors every how many months?
Six.
Well, my sure. smoke detector, when the battery's dying, like it just starts beeping, like beep, beep.
Yeah, that
happened
to us.
And it's so annoying.
That happened to me at 4.
Well, then change your battery.
Yes, but when it happens in the middle of the night, Jim, it's kind of annoying, but you know, I'm grateful that it tells me the power's going, but yeah, yours does that too, Josh?
2 days ago, 4:45 in the morning, it started chirping loudly, and then we have a panel on the wall. Like, the whole system is connected to, like, a Brinks security system or whatever. Yeah. And it just started, an alarm started going off on it.
Middle of the night.
Yeah, I got up and I was like, you're kidding me. So I
There should be, like, some sort of, like, timer on it where it's just like, don't warn people until, like, yeah, 7 a.m.
Yeah, but think about the security on, I mean, say somebody were to die in that time.
Yeah.
Then they're responsible. There's a lawsuit. So, all right, should we move on?
Let's do it.
Another crazy story coming up here. This one regarding everyone's favorite streaming service, Netflix. So Netflix has landed a big tax break deal requiring that it keeps its new film studio in New Jersey for 10 years.
So they don't get a tax break if they close in 10 years?
Yeah, that's the idea.
I mean, I would hope it at least survives 10 years, you know?
That would be
not
sad.
That long of a time.
Yeah. You know? So projects filmed at Netflix's planned 289-acre production studio in New Jersey will receive millions in expanded tax breaks under a deal reached with state officials earlier this month. The media and entertainment giant will have access to a $150 million pool of tax incentives and a potential 40% tax credit in exchange for operating a massive film studio in New Jersey for at least 10 years, the state's Economic Development Authority announced. Under the agreement, Netflix will be considered a studio partner, giving the company benefits through New Jersey's Film and Digital Media Tax Credit Program, the authority said. The tax deal takes us one step closer to making New Jersey an international center for studio production, and Netflix is excited to be part of it, Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos said in a statement. The announcement was made as Netflix is inching closer to building its proposed $903 million film and television studio on the property of the shuttered Fort Monmouth military facility in Monmouth County. If approved by local officials, the studio will open in 2028. It is slated to include 12 sound stages totaling nearly 500,000 square feet, along with production and office buildings, trailers, a helipad, theater, hotel, retail shops, according to the proposal documents.
2028.
Which is not that far. I mean, that's 4 years.
Still.
Three and a half years.
We have a lot of, we're going to be talking about this for years.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time
coming.
Before
it even happens.
What do you guys think about these tax credits?
I'm like, I don't know what to think about it, to be honest with you.
Because, like, great,
it brings a lot of industry into New Jersey. However, like, a big corporation like that, do they, like, really deserve a tax credit?
Yeah, I think the thought is, I get what you're saying. That was my initial thing is, you know, Netflix, the state's pretty quick to give a tax break to Netflix.
Yeah.
They're not pretty quick to give me a tax break.
Yeah.
But I also don't bring in hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue and jobs to people.
Exactly.
So, like, I get the idea of, like, let's make it really, because Netflix could go anywhere. So the state is courting Netflix right now. Netflix could say, we're going to North Carolina where there's a lot of film stuff happening. But they're thinking about New Jersey. We're trying to get them in because this is going to geographically change New Jersey forever, I feel like, if it goes through.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're going to see a level of, like, real estate value will go up in the area. I don't know. If I was in the area and I owned a house, I'd be really happy probably because I'd sell and move to Florida. But if I wanted to buy a house in the area, I think I'd be a little upset.
I hate Netflix. I hate streaming services.
Why?
Great. It'll provide jobs. Awesome. Great for the actors. Great for people who work in film production. Awesome. But I can't stand how, like, every streaming service these days are getting exclusive rights to certain programs or, like, yeah, live TV. Like, I have to pay for 5 streaming services if I want to watch, like, NFL season or something like that.
Yeah, that is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, why can't everything just be packed, like, on cable? Like, I hate how, like, they just announced that Netflix is going to host the Christmas Day NFL games exclusively. Like, that sucks. Like, what if on Christmas I just want to watch an NFL game? I have to log into Netflix now. I have to make a Netflix account. Screw that, dude. Last night to watch the Yankee game, I had to watch on Amazon Prime Video because I don't have Yes Network anywhere, bro.
So Comcast actually is now offering a stream bundle where you get Netflix, Peacock, and Apple TV Plus all in one convenient bundle.
What's the price? Like, what's the deal?
I think it's going to be like $40, something like that. But
so you get all the streaming services plus whatever Comcast has on their TV, or is it just the streaming?
No, bundle? It's just they're making a streaming bundle.
I mean, like, that's probably the best case scenario here.
No, because we're just going back to cable.
What are you talking about? I thought it's not cable; it's a streaming bundle.
I'm saying, we're just slowly morphing back into cable TV where you have everything just in one place.
With got it.
Yeah. So you're paying Comcast $40 now. And guess what's going to happen in a year? It's going to be $50. And then another year, it'll be $60. And then we're back paying $80 a month for cable TV.
Oh my gosh, I hate it.
Like, does that not make sense?
It doesn't make any sense, dude. Like, I just wish well, honestly though. Oh yeah, it's exclusive. Like, I was about to say, like, I'm really close to just paying for cable again, but it's like $80 a month. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you still lose those exclusive games because they're still going to go on Netflix and all that.
I'm just going to start canceling everything and just learning to live without TV.
Right now, I don't, other than Prime, because I have Amazon Prime, I get Prime Video. I don't have any other, like, do you have any subscriptions?
I have Netflix, Hulu, and Prime. Those are the main ones.
You pay for three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like $10 a month. I think one of those might be my in-laws. No, wait. No, we might pay for all three of those.
What is Netflix these days? Like 15, 20?
Yeah, we were paying like 25 because we had some crazy 4K package. I was like, what are we paying? Like,
you're paying good.
I'm fine with HD.
Bro, I think like YouTube TV is $40 a month now, which I know I have friends who pay for that. That's crazy, bro. 40 a month? Yeah. For just exclusive rights on one network? That's terrifying.
Well, think about all our parents are paying like $200 a month for a phone and for cable.
Ugh.
Xfinity or Comcast or whatever. Yeah, kind of crazy.
I just, you know, good for Netflix, good for the people in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just can't stand streaming services. But the tax breaks are cool. Like, to come back to your question.
Yeah, I mean, there's a tax credit program for film and digital media. And Murphy reinstated it, increasing its annual budget allocation to $400 million. So that's part of this.
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
The increase in the annual budget allocation to 400.
So I guess the state has $400 million annually that it can give to film services.
Oh, okay.
I guess this is a priority of the state, is getting film and media. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
Murphy took a trip to Hollywood recently, actually.
Oh my gosh.
For what?
That sounds like a
to
movie.
To see what was going on?
I'm picturing when Kramer was rollerblading in Venice Beach.
What was Murphy doing?
To like get into the film industry, have some big meetings to bring more industry to New Jersey.
Oh, he was telling more people to come to New Jersey? Yeah. Do you think it worked?
I don't know.
I say keep it out. I'm not interested.
Well, it's too late. It's happening.
All right, let's move on here. Another New Jersey town has opted to eliminate unwanted geese by gassing them with carbon dioxide.
I thought this was like a big no-no. Like, towns are still doing it, I guess.
They're invasive.
Okay, Jimmy. Mister, I want to gas the geese. Jeez, now we know where you stand.
Explain that, Jimmy. So geese are invasive to New Jersey?
So apparently, there's only one good type of like Canadian geese.
Geese.
But the rest are like taken over.
Are the bad ones the ones that you see everywhere in
New
Jersey?
Most likely.
Really?
Most likely.
So why are they bad? Because they poop on soccer fields before your kid goes to play on
Saturday?
They
yell at you if you walk too close to them.
They hiss at you.
Yes.
They got the geese police.
Really? But how are they bothering people other than the poop everywhere?
I think they just take over.
Yeah, but like any other bird is taking over too.
Yeah, but they probably push out other species of birds.
The craziest part is they're gassing them. Like, isn't there another way?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
why are we gassing the geese?
There's no other way to sort out the geese issue.
That's crazy.
Another New Jersey town has opted to resort to a controversial way to get rid of a nuisance Canada geese, rounding them up and killing them with carbon dioxide. Members of the PPAC and Gladstone Borough Council voted in March to enter a contract with federal wildlife officials. Specifically, the culling would be carried out by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services during early summer when geese were molting and unable to fly away. The plan to kill geese and the method, while sanctioned by the USDA, has been criticized by animal activists as being cruel and inhumane. In a joint statement, elected officials in the Somerset County community said the goose population at the local park was an infestation that has worn on residents for 20 years.
Oof.
So they're tired of the
geese.
They're
pissed off.
The same strategy was also used in Mount Laurel to rid the community of the invasive geese 14 years ago, the New York Times reported. The borough has tried every reasonable humane effort to discourage these animals from occupying our park. Some have worked temporarily, but none have provided a permanent solution. So, yeah, they're just going to gas the geese.
Do you think that's like a, is that like a slower death though? Like, isn't
no, it's
like,
probably painless. If anything, they probably just gas them, they fall asleep and they're done.
Yeah, I guess so.
So
I'm guessing that's why they're resorting to it. Cause it could be like painless. It just sounds so cruel. You're like, yeah, we're going to gas out the geese.
Yeah.
Like it's like a gas chamber.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the other way would be. You know, they could,
but what happens when they gas the geese and then they, you know, more geese just keep flying in from Canada? Like they're
going to
keep on doing it.
I was trying to figure that out. Like, is it an issue of breeding? Like they're breeding and now that they're here,
yeah,
the more want to come. I don't know. If only we had somebody that knows about wildlife that could help us figure it out.
Did you, are you in a favor of, are you in favor of the gas out or you about the geese? Or you, do you think there's a better way?
I say gas them.
Yeah.
I like the dogs. I like the geese police dogs.
Dogs.
I say gas the geese.
What's a geese police dog?
Josh, we need to make t-shirts.
No one's going to buy that.
Gas the geese.
No, people are going to like hate us if we did that. Like we make a bear hunt
we'll
shirt.
Make another shirt that says don't gas the geese. I mean, yeah, it's kind of a crazy situation that these geese, you know, there's animal activists that are coming in on from the top ropes on this one, I guarantee you. But yeah, I don't really have an opinion. Jimmy, did I go out of focus there for a second?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Jimmy, would you gas a goose?
No, I like the geese police, the dogs.
Oh, yeah. So wait, what did the dogs do?
They run onto the field and chase all the geese away.
Okay, but then when the dog leaves, the geese come right back.
Yeah, it's just a cycle.
Is there actually a goose dog chaser?
Yes, they're called the geese police.
But like, what else do they do? Do they kill them?
No, they just chase the geese.
That's no solution, though.
Boys.
Who's paying for that? Me? My tax dollars?
The goose is loose, boys. And the only solution here, in my opinion, is to gas the geese. Which, by the way, sounds like a board game. Gas the geese or goose... Like a card game that your parents play where you're like, where did you find that? It's called Gas the Goose.
So when you walk by a goose in the park with June, and you're like, oh, June bug, look, it's a little goose. We're going to gas him. Is that what you're thinking about? Huh? You little sicko?
You know what? June, with her temperament, she's intense. She'd probably be like, yeah, do it, Dad. She'd probably get him. That's who she is.
She might first words, gas him.
She would try to like ride a goose. She'd probably go try to sit on top of it.
Dude,
that's who
geese
she is.
Freak me out, dude. I stay far away from them when they start hissing at you. They're like, ugh.
Yeah, rats. I don't have like a really sympathetic feeling towards geese. I think it's just something about birds. They're harder to humanize. Unless it's a baby bird, like a pretty bird in a nest with eggs, you're like, ah, that's nice. Or an eagle.
Like right? I think like, about my pet bird, like I wouldn't want to gas it. Like,
my parents just got a pet bird, by the way.
I thought they had parakeets for years.
They had one and died a few years ago. They just got a new one this week. And they were saying yesterday, I stopped by.
Yeah.
And they were like, don't go near the cage. Why? It could have a heart attack.
Is it a baby?
Yeah. They're like, it's got to get used to the environment.
What kind of bird is it?
Little parakeet. It's something parakeet? Like a budgie, I think.
What if I brought my parrot over to the parakeet? Do you think they get along or might they? Probably Applejack would try like probably attacking it.
I think Apple's been away from other
Apple's
birds long enough.
Apple's feral. Yeah. All right, so let's do our last story here and throw a little merch promo in with this one because it's just too good to be true. In Sparta, New Jersey, a black bear attacked two dogs, killing one and leaving another injured.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year. The bears are out. They're roaming.
And they're hungry.
They're awake.
Yeah. Did you guys see this trend on the internet where people were like, would you rather leave your daughter in the woods with a man or a bear?
What? What kind of question is that?
Weird, weird question.
Wait, what? No, I never heard of this.
And they were like, what's the point was...
What's the point of it?
The point was crazy Gen Zers...
Oh, they would be like, leave it with a bear.
Oh, a man is more dangerous than a bear. Okay. And I'm like, you guys, live in cities and have never been near a bear before. Because clearly
none of these people have a child either.
Yeah.
Nor do they want kids.
A bear ripped your kid apart in 10 seconds and not even think about it.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So in Sparta, New Jersey, officials said a black bear has attacked residents' dogs twice in Sparta Township, recently killing one dog and injuring another. Police Chief Jeffrey McCarrick said the incidents took place off of West Mountain Road on May 9th and May 13th. The first attack was reported on Graphic Boulevard, with the bear reportedly going after several dogs. The second encounter occurred on Mountain Spring Drive, which is less than a mile from Sparta High School. Okay, I'm gonna respond to one comment. I know we're gonna get on this. Well, stop building in their neighborhood. Your neighborhood was a bear's neighborhood at one point. Everybody, if you live in New Jersey, this is all woods. So stop. You're not gonna say that to somebody that lives in Sparta because you live in Union County or Bergen County, which has now been developed. Let's be honest here for a second.
Yeah, that comment, you can't just keep on using that comment.
Hate when people say that.
That's constantly. That's
you're building the in their home. It's like, yeah, all of this was their home at one point. It's also our home.
Think
like,
about the families. Think about the bear families.
So Sparta Township police and officials from New Jersey Fish and Wildlife are investigating both incidents and also taking appropriate measures to ensure public safety. What do we do with this? I mean, the bear hunt did come back. And we do have a shirt that says hunting for the big one with a bear hunting for a wave on it.
Go buy one today.
Josh, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
What I think about what?
About just overall the situation, dogs dying, you know? And I think that's what it comes down to is when people get dicey about the bear hunt, it's like, do you care more about your dog or the bears?
Yeah, there's just an overpopulation, dude. It's just, that's why Murphy brought the bear hunt back.
Murphy ditched it and brought it back, which tells you everything.
He brought it back because obviously there's a major issue up in North Jersey with bears everywhere. Attacking dogs, it just killed a dog. That's terrible because there's an overpopulation. And I get it. Like, I like bears. Bears are awesome. All wildlife is awesome, but there needs to be control on it.
Yeah. And also on our website, we have our bear hunt tee because of this story.
Yes.
It's on sale for $25. Free shipping.
It's a cute little black bear hunt for the big one. It's going for a little surf.
Perfect summer
check
shirt.
It out. Perfect summer shirt.
If you're looking for a shirt for the summer, the black bear hunt shirt is on sale.
There's not many left.
We got a few left. So go get them. But yeah, I mean, we've talked about this so many times. I feel like that we're beating a dead horse, right?
Well, that's the thing with news. Like we're in year three doing the podcast. There's going to be news stories that constantly happen, like murders and deaths. That's why we don't do too many death stories and like homicides because it happens every single day in New Jersey and, you know, kind of gets old. But same with the bear hunt, like there's going to be bear attacks all over the place, especially if people are not killing them.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not here to say like, oh, I hate bears. Let's kill them. Let's gas them. Bears are awesome, but like there needs to be control on the population.
I think it's, there's gray. There's a middle ground. You got to live attention out. You want to protect the wildlife. I think bears are really cool. It's cool that we have bears, but also you got to also take into account that your dog could get eaten. So with that, that's our last story of the day, Josh. Any closing thoughts about the bears?
About the bears. Honestly, I like bears a lot and I've ran into a few bears in the woods over the years. I've been hiking and whatnot and I think they're really cool, but like I feel for people who live up in Sussex County, like, and they have bears in their backyards while their kids are trying to play. It's terrifying.
Yeah. That is a scary thought. If you let your kids go out in the yard and if you're out in Sussex County, maybe you don't even have a fence cause it's just a big piece of property and a bear could just walk up and eat Timmy.
Yeah, like you don't want to have that happen. So hiking out west all the time, like you always have to carry bear mace on you and all that. Bear spray is nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Like I wonder if people in Sussex County have like bear spray just like handy.
I think it's illegal in New Jersey, actually.
It's illegal.
I'm pretty sure.
I think Jimmy's right.
Oh, can we get a quick little check on that? Why? Bear spray is awesome. It's so crazy. And like, honestly... Why would it be illegal? Like, you're not...
Bear spray is not legal in New Jersey because it contains more than 3/4 of an ounce of a chemical substance, and current state laws prohibits the possession of bear spray.
But that could actually help everything out because you're not killing a bear. You're just scaring a bear away.
You could kill a person with bear spray.
Yeah.
Well, you can kill... Yeah, but not a bear.
Bear spray easily.
You got to be smart. Just with... I can kill someone with a firework right now.
No, you're right. No, you're right. I'm not saying it should be... I'm not making an argument it should be illegal. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, bear spray is serious stuff. They say the reason bear spray works on bears isn't even the irritation of their eyes. It's their airways swell and close, so they can only breathe enough to lay. That's why bear mace is so effective, is their throat basically closes and they're just are laying there gasping for air. So imagine you use that on a human, which you've seen. I've seen videos online where people like try to rob a liquor store,
yeah,
and the person bear maces them. You know, that's really very, very, very dangerous. I'm not saying you shouldn't like defend yourself against an attacker.
You stick with the pepper spray.
I think pepper spray, not the bear spray. Even a firearm is easier to explain than bear mace. I mean, I'm just saying.
Remember when we were camping with Mark on the Montana trip, and like either you or Mark were like, "Yeah, we have this bear mace. It was a huge can. We're like, we never used it. Like, we should test it out and see if it works." So you just spray it. It's a huge cloud.
It shoots like 40 feet.
It was crazy.
Jimmy, have you ever tried it?
No.
No, it sprays like 40 feet, like a streamline, like 40 feet out.
Like, so if a bear's running right at you, this thing is going to cover that bear.
Yeah, it's very easy to aim too. Like, you spray it, it's like a clear line. And also, when I was in Montana hiking with it, some like older hikers made some annoying remark like, "Hey, cool bear mace, man." Like,
yeah.
And then we saw, literally 20 minutes later, we saw a bear. And I was like, "Hey, you know, better safe than sorry."
Yeah, go get that guy back there, not us. Yeah,
it's even crazier out there that people hunt with just guns strapped to them.
Oh, everyone's hiking with guns because it's legal out there.
Yeah.
If I lived out there, I would do that. That sounds awesome.
So sick.
Pretty cool. But also, out there, they have grizzly bears, and you got to be a pretty good shot because there are...
Oh, yeah, shot is not going to stop a grizzly.
I heard there's certain bears that like a 9mm round won't even penetrate their skull because their skulls are so thick.
That's terrifying.
So you really need to get a couple good shots. And
that's why you're probably better off with like bear mace too. Like,
yeah, bear mace is effective.
Oh, double? Like, you got the pistol in one hand, the bear mace in another.
That's a cool loadout.
Same time.
That's like a loadout.
That's an awesome loadout.
All right. Let's close out the podcast.
Not in Jersey.
Everybody, thank you for listening to another Week of the Garden State podcast with all of our nonsense. We'll be back next Friday for another episode. Hopefully. And next Friday is Memorial Day.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Ladies and germs. So we'll be back next week. Thank you to everybody for listening. And we will catch you next Friday. Any closing thoughts, guys?
I went to see the Mets and Phillies last night.
Cool. Who won?
Phillies, obviously. Better team.
Let me just say, neither are New Jersey related. Okay, thanks, Jen. New York, Philly. Where's the New Jersey in that?
We don't have a
team.
I'm
just kidding. I'm kidding. That's cool, though. I'm glad you went to a baseball game. I love all messing with Jimmy.
We appreciate you all, listeners. We actually would say we love you guys. Like a deep, passionate love for the listeners. Except that one guy that always trolls us.
Who?
We won't get into names. All right, everybody. Have a good week. We'll see you next Friday.
Bye.
Later.
Later.
You're listening to the Garden State. The Dirty Jurors.